Joe Brand's on line 7. Hey, Joe, you're the play-by-play voice of which baseball team in town?
The Kane County Cougars, single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks.
So you do play-by-play for them?
I do. 140 games.
Wow. All right, so Joe does sports for us, of course, on WGN Radio as well. He was on my Saturday show. And Joe pointed out that this potential rule change in the majors has, in fact, been enacted this year in the minors. What are they doing in the minors this year?
So it'll start this season. Opening day for the minors is on Thursday. As soon as extra innings start, so as soon as you hit the 10th inning, the person that made the last out when it was your team's up to bat in the 9th inning will be placed at second base as the inning begins.
Even in AAA, AA, the big, I mean, those professional players playing there as well as, the lower levels. They're going to do the, and not even one full extra inning, huh? They'll automatically start to do this right away.
Yeah, at all levels of minor league baseball, this is straight from the press release, extra innings will begin with a runner on second base.
This conversation obviously has more resonance now after the 17-inning game the Cubs played, and then the next game goes an extra inning as well. It was a weird opening series for the Cubs for a lot of reasons. Ian Happ's lead-off home run, and then he's kind of stalled a little bit, four games in. We'll give him time. And then a couple of extra inning games, one which brought up the conversation, what are we going to do about these 17-inning games? Here are some potential solutions. Allow Major League Baseball games to end in ties. They do that before the full season starts during the exhibition season. Or you could say, all right, do what they're doing in the minors, put a runner on second base. Joe Maddon in the paper today, Joe, you saw, said, let's go ahead and give us a couple of extra pitchers we can put on the roster for, I guess, an indefinite period of time, enough to let everybody's arms heal and the roster to sort of right itself. Which of those do you like the best?
I honestly like the route that the minors are going right now because, I mean, John, if you just do this in the regular season, I don't think it taints the game that much. If you keep the same rules applied in the playoffs, maybe you'll get that marathon game in which everyone remembers that you won in 15, 16, 17 innings. But if you're placing a guy at second base just to make sure the game gets finished in a timely fashion, you have 162 games in the major league season to weed out what team is better than the other ones in the division.
John.
What's the matter, Steve?
He's an announcer. If there are extra innings, he has to work more. I don't think, really, we should take his word for it.
Joe Brand, respond.
This is exactly what was brought up on Saturday. How dare I be so upset?
So this is all about you.
Hours.
It's not the game that you're trying to protect. Wow.
You know what? I'm not speaking for the broadcasters. I'm speaking for the concession stand workers, for the ushers that want to go home, that need to take care of business rather than expecting to be at a baseball game for an extra 3 hours. I'm not alone when I broadcast this.
How do the fans feel? What do the fans want, Joe Brand?
Well, as I brought up Saturday, who was at the game? Who was sitting at the ballpark in the 17th inning? You can't buy beer anymore.
Nobody goes to. I know, that's weird. But nobody goes to games in Miami, and certainly not in the beginning of the year, and certainly not on a weeknight.
That's true, but you look at Wrigley, and the same thing is happening. If it gets all the way into the 16th inning, and I'm sure you'll have a handful of fans right now calling or texting saying, I stay until the very end, but those are the diehard baseball fans that
I don't even stay for 9-inning games.
Yeah, they'll call and say it, but they don't.
That's so true. So I was there, and what was it, the 18th, 17th, whatever, I was there. I have trouble sitting for 9. I mean, baseball has a problem with the speed with which the game progresses, I've been told, whatever. But answer this question for me, Joe. If you put a runner on second base, and then the first guy up gets a hit, and that run scores, is that an earned run against the pitcher who didn't put the guy on second to begin with?
It's not. It's an unearned run. They are treating it as if the runner reached second base on an error, but they don't charge an error to anyone on the team.
Okay.
And I think that's the fairest way to do it. You're kind of taking the approach that college football does where, you get the ball at the 35 or whatever it is, and then how it adjusts each overtime where they have to go for two. I thought when they originally started this rule, they were going to start with a runner at second and then maybe load the bases. Because you talk to diehard baseball fans, if you put a runner at second base, and let's say you put a runner at second base, the team in the top half of the 10th inning does not score. You go into the bottom of the 10th, they put a runner at second base, the team is going to intentionally walk the guy to first because the runner at first means nothing. and you'd rather have guys at first and second to hopefully get a ground ball, double play, something like that.
So the second team has an advantage in that scenario.
Somewhat, yeah.
The home team.
I would say the away team kind of does, because they have the option. Because, again, the runner at first does not matter to them.
Oh, yeah, pardon me. Right. Yeah, so the advantage would be
the away team
playing defense there, because they can set up a double play where you wouldn't necessarily do that in the top half.
Right. And, again, it all goes back to everyone has the same rules. They're playing along the same lines, so it really isn't too much of a disadvantage or an advantage to another team. And, yeah, I am for it. I do like this rule. We haven't been able to see it yet. I actually just talked to our manager and asked his opinion. And he said, you know, I can't really comment on it because it hasn't happened yet. I'm not too upset about it, though. And the other thing he said, somebody higher up in the organization at first did not want it whatsoever. It was voted for. He saw it play out a few times, and now he's 100% on board.
Well, we came around to how they do it in the NHL. You know, they don't play unlimited periods. And good Lord, the NFL has completely screwed it up with their overtime rule, where the first team, if you score a touchdown on the first possession, the other team doesn't even get the ball. Right. I don't know when they're going to fix that. But baseball still loves its statistics. It's a sport different than the other sports. Joe, I don't know why I care about this, but I'm amazed. Well, let's just take some calls. 312-981-7200. Do you have another minute, Mr. Brand?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Always for you, John.
312-981-7200. We'll be taking the calls that agree with me. You can also text to 312-981-7200. Should baseball fix it so you don't have 17-inning games? Joe Brand's on a phone line. You know him as Joe of WGN Radio Sports and the play-by-play voice of the Kane County Cougars. Single-A baseball, after a 17-inning marathon game that the Cubs played, the question is, what do we do to make sure that we don't have super-long games? Because, my God, that's a problem that's got to be fixed. Joe, on a scale of 1 to 100, just how would you rate the problem of these very long games? Like, is this a burning thing that they really have to fix, or could we just ignore it and it'll go away?
Yeah, well, I don't think it'll ever go away, but I also don't think it's a common reoccurring thing. But it definitely can be a burden, as you saw with the Cubs this past weekend. On 1 to 100, this is just like the weekend show, huh? I'd probably rate it around maybe a 60, just because when it does happen like that, it can really burn a bullpen, and it can really put some of these pitching staffs into a bind of what they need to do.
This is Rick. You're on WGN with Joe Brand. Hey, Rick, what do you want to say? You're on the air.
John, I was a Cubs season ticket holder for about 20 years, and for a long time in my life, I always felt that I would rather see the Cubs lose in 9 than win in 13.
Thanks for the call, Rick. I wonder if anybody was thinking that, managers, players, anybody. It's like, you know what, let's cut our losses. Better to lose this game and get out of it than win it in 17. Your thought about that, Joe?
Well, I mean, the funny thing is, John, as much as the Cubs' bullpen has been taxed from this opening series, their bullpen has pitched so much better than the rotation early on.
Yeah.
Aaron Speck coming in, the rotation's ERA is above 6, the bullpen is below 1. So, I mean, obviously there's strange circumstances like that, but I don't think teams will come out and say they'd rather lose than win in 13. But, hey, why not have the best of both worlds and just win quicker than you would later on?
This is Richard. You're on WGN. Rich, what do you want to say?
Well, I'm a purist who disagrees with the premise that these games are too long. But in the, you know, extra inning games, most teams only play 4 or 5 of them a year. The average length of an extra inning game is 11 innings. No rule change is needed at all.
Thanks for the phone call. We'll go from Richard to Steve on line 5. Hey, Steve, you're on WGN. What do you think?
Hey, John. I was in a 14-inning game up at Miller Park, and it was one of the greatest experiences around. Got to see Prince Fielder hit a walk-off home run. We had 2 sausage races. We had 2 seventh-inning stretches. It was amazing. It was great.
Wait, so you tell me they didn't charge you anything extra for the second sausage race?
No.
That's a bargain.
They did.
But you know what? When I get to be king, thanks for the phone call, and I appreciate your perspective. Joe Brand's on the phone. Joe, do all the ballparks stop selling beer after the 7th inning, pretty much?
Yeah, I'm almost positive. I've never been in one that wouldn't do that.
If I get to be king, at the 14th, we open it back up. I mean, think about that. You're sober by now. You've gone through a whole nother, you know, essential beer selling game. Now you can start drinking again.
And then at that point, fans are actually going to be rooting for extra innings.
They'll keep the crowd. Right?
In fact, folks will be buying tickets in the 13th.
Yeah,
they'll
come
be,
on. It's the 12th inning.
Let's go to the game. Come on. They're going to start selling beer again.
The clubs are closing.
Booing at a walk-off home run.
Let's go to Kevin on line one. You're on WGN. Kevin, what do you want to say? You're on the air.
John, the way this generation absorbs content, football, baseball, they're struggling to get people to sit down for 3 hours anyway. It doesn't happen. They do not need five-hour baseball games. It needs to be fixed.
Give me your fix then. Do you end in a tie or do you put a runner on second base?
No, second base. You don't do the tie. You do the second base is fine. You can't do more players because that's going to be a union issue. Second base is fine.
Thanks for the phone call, Kevin. Let's go from him to on line two. Joe, you're on WGN. What do you say?
Hi, John. Leave baseball alone. They screwed the NFL up, and don't screw up baseball. I mean, you might as well, if you're going to go with all these things, you might as well just not keep scoring and send them home after nine innings. I mean, it's getting ridiculous.
Thanks for the phone call.
The games aren't that long all the time anyway.
You know, it's funny. Thanks for the phone call. I mean, we're talking about a five-hour ball game, which is an anomaly. The big annoyance in baseball, Joe Brand, is not the five-hour ball game because you're not going to go to one of those. Statistically, the chances are that just won't happen in your game-going lifetime. But what will happen is 48 seconds in between pitches. That's the big annoyance of MLB. Are they doing much, really, to fix that?
You're 100% right, John. If you ask the MLB, they are saying they are. Last year they made the change of an intentional walk is no longer four pitches. It's just a move by the manager. They've implemented the mound visit limit now this year. And really those things are not what is slowing down the game. They're just things that people get frustrated with when the game's already taking too long. The reason why the games are so long is because hitting coaches want their players to take pitches. They want to wait for their pitch. They want to foul off pitches in the zone that they know they can't get fully. And that's the mindset of every hitter nowadays.
Right.
Take as many pitches as possible.
Right.
Get that pitcher worn out. So
okay.
Really, it's a catch-22.
That's fine. I mean, if a hitter wants to run the count, I don't have a problem with that. But I'd like to see a clock on both the pitcher and the batter. This where they step out of the box, they redo their gloves, they take off their pants, they send them to the dry cleaners, they, you know, do some calisthenics, they get back in the box. I don't know how we fix that.
That'd be a tricky thing to time, though. I get the pitch part, but how do you time the batter?
Oh, when the ball hits the glove of the catcher?
Oh, so they both have to be ready
and
be there.
The clock is running.
Right, okay.
If you guys aren't playing in 30 seconds, is it 30 seconds? Is that what we want, Joe?
Well, you know, there's a hidden rule that if there's nobody on base, the pitcher needs to deliver the ball after getting the ball within 20 seconds. But it's up to the umpire to make sure that that rule is going.
I sure don't see that enforced much.
Exactly. That's the case.
Joe Brand does sports with us on WGN Radio Saturday mornings, and he's the play-by-play voice of the King County Cougars. He knows a little bit about this stuff. It's nice to hear you, Joe. We'll visit again. Thanks for giving us some of your time this afternoon.